T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ron, we spent a lot of time with Bob yesterday talking about the overtime rule. Bob and I in favor of both teams getting a shot in overtime, even if the first team scores a touchdown. You disagreed with that. However, I sensed that you were wavering by the end of the segment.
No, you know what? It's not that I disagree with it. I'm just okay with the way it is. If they want to change it, okay. I'm okay with it. I'm not like married to the way it is now. I just think defense should be part of the game. Now, make a stop. And I don't think that's what cost Buffalo the game. Giving up the last field goal in the last 13 seconds, I thought, was what beat them. Now, I've heard a couple different suggestions that I like. Obviously, the one, you know, give the ball instead of a coin toss to the team that has the home field advantage to start with. I like that. And then it doesn't come down to a home field. I mean, it doesn't come down to a coin toss. It's something that you have earned. And the other one, I saw Tony Dungy just tweeted out, and it's not something that I haven't heard before. You know, let the team that wins the coin toss decide, start at their own 5-yard line. And then he said, you get the ball, but you also run the risk of, you know, maybe you get a safety. If you get stopped, you punt, and then all of a sudden a field goal beats you easily. I kind of like that a little bit too. But I'm okay with it the way it is.
So for it or against it as it is right now?
I can't be neutral, huh?
I guess you can be neutral, Ron.
I am neutral. I have no problem with it. I'm not one of the people out there bitching and moaning about how it impacted the game the other day. But if they want to change it.
So if you had a vote on the committee.
I would say stay it the way it is.
Okay.
But not married to that. 51-49, maybe.
Good. Then I'm going to switch your mind. Change your mind right now.
All right.
For my money, the fact that the Bills failed to stop the Chiefs with 13 seconds left has nothing to do with starting a new game and how do we decide overtime. Because the reality, too, is that the Chiefs allowed 2 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. That doesn't have anything to do with it either. It's simply we're starting a new game. What's the most fair way to start that? You know what I mean?
The only thing I say about that is I hear people say, oh, the Bills didn't have a chance to win the game. They did.
They did.
They did.
But it was rigged against them in overtime. Now, here's some numbers for you, okay? Under the current format.
I think I saw these yesterday.
The current overtime format. 11 games, playoff games, have gone to overtime, okay? The coin flip winner is 10-1. The first one of those was Tim Tebow, I might add. You remember that game by any chance?
Oh, man, do I remember that.
The coin flip winner has won 10 of the 11 games, including 7 on opening drive touchdowns. 7 of 11 in the playoffs, and I get the idea, well, stop them. Okay, but why should I have to go on defense first because of a coin flip? I'm at such an amazing disadvantage. Here's the quarterbacks in those 11 games.
Now, let me ask you this real quickly.
Yeah.
Would you be in favor of, instead of a coin toss, give it to the home team because it won that part of what
yes.
it did all season?
Absolutely.
I could live with that.
I would be in favor of it.
More than what they have now.
More than the coin flip.
Okay.
But I would be.
But not enough to say that you think both teams should get the ball.
Not nearly enough. No, I think it's preferable to a coin flip. All these people talk about shootouts and all these things that are gimmicky. What the hell is more gimmicky than flipping a coin and basically saying to a playoff team, you're now probably going to lose because you just lost a coin flip, Ron. The flip of a coin. has decided these games to a large degree. 10-1.
Heads or tails.
7 on the first touchdown. I mean, on the first drive. And listen to the guys in those 11 games. These are among the quarterbacks who never got an overtime chance in those 11 games. Ben, Patrick Mahomes, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers twice, which I think is instructive when we talk about his playoff resume. The dude never got a chance in 2 overtimes. And Josh Allen. Does the NFL really want that? I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody's going to watch anyway.
Right.
But, man, I think...
You know, now I see Art Rooney tells Dulac that he's willing to listen to change, not during the regular season, but during the postseason. So we'll see. If this doesn't lead to change the way this game ended, I don't know that it will ever change.
Did I change your mind with those numbers?
No, not really. I mean, you know, you talk about Aaron Rodgers. Well, he had chances to win the game before it gets to overtime.
All those guys did, but what does that have to do with the overtime?
I'm sorry.
You're going to continue.
My shorts aren't bunched. How do you like that? My shorts aren't bunched. That's if I'm wearing shorts. Aren't bunched.
I'm not even going to ask on that one. I know. Ron,
because of that.
I'm not losing sleep over
still,
it.
I like the idea of the home team getting that. That's one more advantage for the home team, which they earned over the course of the season.
I like that better than it is. Okay. Yes, I like that better than it is. It's just, why is this the only overtime in all of sports where both teams don't get a shot? And what you're basically saying now in an overtime in the playoffs is you just won the game because you won the coin flip. And there's probably a lot of reasons for that. One is there's tons of great quarterbacks in the playoffs where when you get it, you're probably going to win, plus the fatigue factor, which I think played a role the other day.
You know what I think about with this?
Yeah.
The Baltimore game a couple of years ago when Tomlin won the toss in overtime and elected to kick off.
Yeah.
Remember that? Belichick did that too.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy
Tomlin,
and still do.
But it would have worked.
I know.
If Juju doesn't fumble. And I loved his reasoning for that. We kick off to the, they kick off to us. We have to punt. They get one first down and Justin Tucker wins the game.
Yeah.
And then the defense held. They got the ball. They're driving. Juju fumbles.
I know.
I thought it was crazy at the time. That's what I think
I
about.
I still think it's crazy.
No, that's a regular season
was
game.
Was that Duck or Mason by that point? It was Duck, right? Duck was in the game because Mason got
lit
up. That's
when he had his helmet.
Yes.
Remember his helmet?
Yes, Spike. And then they made him walk off the field.
I still don't understand why there wasn't a cart there. Man, he was in left field.
I don't
field,
do carts and things of that nature, Tomlin said.
I just thought
that was
about
insane,
that for some
Ron. He had Duck Hodges. The other guys had Lamar Jackson, and he gave Lamar Jackson the ball first. I'll always say that. It happened tomorrow.
Belichick did it too.
I know.
And it failed for him. He lost right away.
It's crazy, I think. And I wouldn't do it. But what I would want to see if I were a fan of the NFL is Ben, Mahomes, Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Josh Allen get their chance in overtime too. I think it's only fair after the kind of game we saw the other day. A shootout.
Fairness. What's fairness? There's
between
no fairness
two great
in life.
Quarterbacks, we're going to
There's
overtime.
No fairness in life.
The ref said, we're starting a new game here. That's what he said at halftime. Okay, if we're starting a new game, then give both great quarterbacks a chance.
What do you think of Dungy's idea starting at the 5-yard line?
It's sort of intriguing, but
a little gimmicky.
We want to talk gimmicky, yeah. Do you think, let me ask you this question. If the Bills had gone, if the rules were in that Kansas City scores a touchdown, Bills get the ball, they score a touchdown. Do the Bills go for 2 there? Would you, if you were them? I absolutely would have 100% gone for 2.
Yeah, because their defense hadn't stopped them at all.
Yes.
Although they're supposedly have the best defense in the league.
They suck, Ron. You saw that the other day. I think they would have gone for it. They had zero hope to stop Mahomes at that point.
Probably.
You would have seen a 2-point conversion. Can you imagine?
That would have been fun. Although it was pretty fun the way it ended anyway.
Greatest football game ever played. I've solidified my opinion.
Certainly,
on that.
It, right there for me too.
No, Ron, you had it ranked at number 1.
And I said right there for me too. I'm right there with you.
No, you were hedging a little bit.
My God.
I said it was the number 1 game, and instead of saying yes, it was, you said certainly right there.
Is it 2:00 and my little vacation starts yet? Please.
We have to clarify exactly. I can't get this guy to give an opinion here. Is he for or against it? Is it the greatest game or not the greatest game?
Between this and singing, I'm taking a beating over here.
It was the greatest football game ever played, Ron.
I would agree with that. Is that good enough?
Here's another example how my phone acts on its own.
The light came on?
Why is the flashlight on? I didn't go anywhere near flashlight on, and yet it's on.
Maybe it's a defective phone.
God, I hate this thing, and I hate technology. We have these.
Joe, can we agree totally and 100% on that?
What, we hate technology?
We hate technology.
And it's not old man yelling at cloud. It's can I buy a stove and a dishwasher that goes on and off instead of hooking it up to my phone?
And how about a refrigerator?
Why would I hook up a dishwasher to my phone?
How about a refrigerator with a freezer on the top instead of on the bottom?
Yeah, I like that too. Am I that? Are people that lazy where you can't walk over to the dishwasher and press on? I have to do it from bed or something? My stepson and his fiance, they make their coffee the night before. I guess everybody does that now. Do you do that?
I don't have a coffee maker. Don't know how to make coffee. I have a dishwasher. I've lived in my condo for almost 9 years now. Have never turned on the dishwasher.
Can't you?
Never ran it one time. Don't know how to do it. And don't do it. Not that I have a lot of dinner dishes.
Can't we wake up and make coffee, Ron? We have to set it for the night before to make itself.
Do you know how to make coffee?
Yeah.
Or does your lovely wife make it for you? But you don't drink coffee.
I don't even drink coffee.
Does she drink coffee?
She makes it every day, and she enjoys the ritual. It reminds her of, you know, her dad and everything else, being in her parents' house when that was part of the ritual, to actually make it. Instead of sitting in bed, oh, here, press my phone. Okay, coffee will be ready at 6:30. The dishwasher's on. Here's another button. Now, let's see. We'll cook a meal here tomorrow. I don't have to go near the oven. It'll cook itself.
It's all about making life easier.
Has it made life easier? Let me ask you that question.
Not for me, because I can't figure anything out.
Has it made life easier? Has social media made life better? I would argue not. On the micro and macro level, it is a worse planet because of social media.
This will make you smile. This is how bad I am.
How do I turn this thing off?
You got to just find the button.
I know. That's the question.
I actually know how to do that. This is how bad I am that my kid actually believed us. I'm flying to Orlando in the morning,
yes.
Southwest.
Right.
So 24 hours ahead of time, you have to check in to get a better boarding pass.
Yes.
So 6:05, she usually does it for me, but she's in Seattle, so it would have been 3:05 in the morning out there. I told her she didn't have to do it. So I did it, okay? I don't know how you get in the A group. I was right on it. I got B22. Not bad, but B22. So I wrote to her. I said, I couldn't figure out how to check in. They assigned me G79. No. I said, but I hope you slept well. And she writes back, Dad, you're kidding. You can't. Like, she believes it that I couldn't sign in. That's how bad I am. My reputation is. I did sign in. I got B22.
Here's another thing.
So G79, there is no G.
She had no faith in you, Ron.
She had none. That's what I'm saying. I'm such a loser that she believed it.
Well, there's another thing that used to be better, damn it, and that's flying.
Dadgummit.
That's flying. They used to give you an actual meal on the flight. Now they give you those little crackers. Those are actually pretty good, by the way.
So
the little graham crackers.
Trail mix at Southwest.
I like the trail mix.
Not bad. No, I know.
Think about
this. There's no booze on the plane anymore. They don't serve drinks, no.
Think about what it used to be. Ron, it was a flying restaurant. It was a flying bar. You'd have people smoking, drinking whiskey, eating full meals of steak. Think about what a plane used to look like. People have no idea. It was a bar going 500 miles an hour.
9/11 changed everything.
It really did. And they used to show movies and everything. Nothing. Nothing anymore.
Now, when you travel, do you have like a tablet? Can you watch a movie while you fly?
There's one airline.
And I don't know how to do it.
There's one airline.
I'm bored the whole flight.
That shall go unnamed, that in order to merely get into the Wi-Fi and watch a movie, you have to have a physics degree, right? Or a calculus degree.
Get the app or whatever.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I usually bring, well, no, because if I bring my laptop, you still have to get onto Wi-Fi on the plane.
You don't know how to do that.
I just sit there and be angry.
I do too. And like grabbing my arm when there's a little turbulence.
Right. Now, does anybody tip their seat back on you into your knee?
I have not had one of those in a long, long time. I haven't even had a kid behind me kicking, which irritates the hell out of me.
I had one of those, a leaner, And they always get a stiff kneecap to the spine from me. I don't care who it is either. Young,
and they seemingly
young, old.
Make those seats and rows tighter and tighter
of course.
And tighter and tighter.
I flew on another airline that shall go unnamed. It felt like I was flying in like a plastic bubble. There was nothing. There was no drink, no food, barely any pilot. I don't even know if there was a pilot,
Ron.
They
didn't take
the thing
pilot
probably
off
flew
like
itself.
They did mine the other day.
It felt like I was flying in the middle of some experiment where they tried to fly, and it was like a three-hour flight with nothing said, nothing done, nothing eaten, nothing drank. It was the most sterile environment I've ever been in my life. I can't take it anymore,
you
Ron.
You survived.
It was actually kind of nice in a way. Do you remember, like, does your mind's eye call up sitting on a plane a long time ago with people smoking and drinking and eating around you?
I do remember that.
Isn't it unbelievable?
I do. You know, it'd be like rows 17 and 18, and I'd get 16, and I'd be right there, but I wasn't right there.
Yeah, non-smoking, even though the person in front of you was literally blowing smoke on you.
You'd check in, and you'd go, this was before you had the kiosk or something. You'd get assigned a seat. Non-smoking aisle, please.
Right. I'm surprised.
I remember when you could show up 15 minutes before a flight, get a standby, and get on the plane. No security. You just walk to the gate. They got a flight. You got any empty seats on this? I'm on the next one. And they'd let you get on, you know?
I got on that way 2 years ago after the Mason Duck game in New York. Remember that one?
I do.
First it was Duck, then
and Mason.
And
Mason got hurt.
And then Duck again. And the one guy in the stands kept switching outfits. I raced to, I think it was Newark, or was it LaGuardia? I can't remember. And begged her. I said, I want to get home. It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. I don't want to fly on Christmas Eve. Please, please, please.
You begged.
I'll do anything. And and she got me on the flight. I never remember being so happy than when I was home that night. That was a Sunday game. I was home by like 9 o'clock at night. I flew over there. I had my column pre-written. Don't tell anybody.
You and shortchanged the company.
I think I was there by 6:30. It was incredible.
Well, my story to rival that is I covered the Big East Championship. It might have been 93. Was that the massive March snowstorm?
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah, yeah.
I come out a Saturday night after the game. I come out in the, you know, what is it, 7th and 34th in Manhattan. Streets totally empty. Not a cab. I had to walk like a half a mile to the hotel I was staying downtown. So the next day, Sunday, all the flights are canceled. So now I fly out Monday morning, and I had a seat like at the 3 o'clock, but I got there early, hoping to get on something earlier, because everybody was just there's people at LaGuardia just laying down in the
right.
I mean, you're stepping over people. I saw a flight leaving to Pittsburgh. It was boarding, and I walked up. And I said, "Any chance I can get on it?" She goes, "You got a ticket?" I said, "Yeah, for the 4 o'clock." Go. Took the ticket and let me get on the plane.
That's amazing.
I got out instead. I thought I was going to have to wait a day or two to get out. They didn't care. They just wanted to get as many people.
Go, she said.
I wanted to kiss her when she said, go. You got a ticket? Yep, I do.
I have one more like that, Ron.
All right.
I flew to Fort Lauderdale. One of two times I've covered spring training. The other was with Mulsey a few years ago, and he made egg sandwiches every morning. We played Tecmo Bowl, but that's a side story. This was 1997. I landed in where would you land if you're going to Bradenton? Fort Myers?
Sarasota.
Sarasota.
Or Tampa.
And I wanted to get a convertible. And I'm generally really nice and friendly and funny with people. And this woman.
Funny? I wouldn't describe you that way.
She seemed to really appreciate it. I got the feeling she was having a horrible day. So we were having some laughs, talking. I think I mentioned, I came down here thinking I'm going to get a convertible. Good luck on that. She gives me the keys. She says, whatever, B34. I was supposed to get, whatever, a Camry or a Corolla. I go up to the car. Ron, it's this beautiful sports car convertible that I had for a week in Florida at the price of the other thing. Can you believe that?
She took care of you well. My favorite is Seinfeld.
I should have married her, Ron.
My favorite is Seinfeld when he walks up and says, she said, we don't have your car. He goes, you took my reservation. And she goes, yes, I know what we did, sir. He goes, you can take the reservation, but you can't hold the reservation. Isn't holding the reservation the most important part? And then at the end, she goes, would you like insurance? He said, give me the max because I'm going to beat the hell out of this car.
Yes,
one
I
of my all-time
that.
Favorite Seinfelds.
Oh, travel. I don't think I'll ever do it again, Ron. I may never cover another game on the road.
You know what? I won't miss that either.
Horace, did you enjoy that conversation?
Yes, very much so.
I think we went over a deadline a
we
little
almost,
didn't
we almost overdue. Went to the next break.
I know. That's my fault. And I apologize.
Okay.
I was
part of the guilty party, too.
It's half Ron's fault. Headlines, well, headlines are powered by Bowser. You know that already. You can watch live video of the goings-on.
Hey, we're having fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Today.
Ron, did you see who Juju wants to play for next year?
I didn't.
According to Aaron Wilson of Pro Football Network, he's a very good reporter. I've known him a long time. I'll read you the tweet. Now that quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has retired, Smith-Schuster is interested in potentially joining the Chiefs again. It's no secret in NFL circles, with multiple league sources saying Juju hopes to join the Chiefs as a free agent and has expressed that desire.
Well, he would have had his chance after last year and turned it down. But, I get that about Ben. He and Ben are very close. Ben loves him. And, I think if Ben would be coming back next year, Juju would probably come back here.
Man, I'm still stunned that he didn't go to Kansas City. And sometimes you only get a chance to jump on that ship once, Ron.
A moving train, Mike Tomlin likes to say.
There's no guarantee they're going to want him. You've seen some of the guys that they have on that team. It's all about speed.
Pringle, and Juju is not a speed demon, man.
Hardman, Pringle, speedsters.
Yep.
Obviously, who's the
Tyreek
other kid?
Hill.
Well, yeah, they're top two. If Tyreek Hill and Kelsey are their guys. They wanted Juju as sort of a number three option.
I don't think they
need
him.
I think they're okay. This Jerick McKinnon is like a smaller version of Deebo Samuel. He'll do anything. And he's a speedster. And then Hardman and then Pringle. I don't know if that door is going to be open for Juju again.
I don't know what the status contract-wise is of any of those guys, if they're free agents. But I would think you're absolutely right. They don't look like they need a receiver to me.
All right, Ron. We have What's Cooking next. Let's take a look.
You don't want to miss the What's Cooking. I've been tipped off.
What happened? What is it?
You don't want to miss it.
All right. Well, I certainly won't. I hope nobody else does. And then we're going to predict the Penguins game for tonight. And if I could actually get this read up here, Ron, I'd like that. What do you think of Lamar Jackson favoriting a story about Antonio Brown coming there?
I think you said it. A lot of players don't look at Antonio the same way a lot of people on the outside do, the way a lot of coaches and organizations do. I think Lamar thinks, man, I've been throwing to some nondescript wide receivers, his cousin Hollywood Brown aside. He'd help us win.
And I also saw where John Harbaugh, they're going to have an extension for him soon. What do you make of that?
For the coach is going to get the extension?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he's a good coach like Tomlin is, but they've missed the playoffs a bunch in the last number of years too.
They have, but I think their immediate future is brighter.
Well, they got
because of the
at least
quarterback.
They got a quarterback.
Yeah,
right.
And I think they
Although
got
I'm
some
not
big.
This sounds ridiculous because Lamar has won an MVP. I don't put him in the category of the other four in the AFC. I would take the other four over him.
So would I.
Herbert, Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen.
So would I.
And he's a former MVP. I get it.
Well, that also lets you know where you're at if you're the Steelers, that a former MVP is like the fifth best quarterback in the conference and still an unbelievably dangerous weapon coming back.
Now, let's take a quick peek at the sports calendar to see what's cooking.
Don't rein Mitch in, don't keep Mitch down. He could be a superstar in town. Trubisky's good, he might be great.
Wow.
Don't make us wait.
Let him throw, let him throw. Can't hold him back anymore. Let him throw, let him throw.
This is for you, Starkey.
That's what he was drafted for.
Well, actually, for Pompeiani. He's the one that came up with the idea originally.
I'm really enjoying this.
As a quarterback, you want to be throwing the ball, but as a competitor and a leader of this team, you're going to do whatever it takes to win.
It's time to see what Mitch can do, even with no wideouts to throw to. Let him run.
Let him throw, let him throw, and he'll learn while he entertains.
How about that? Let him throw.
That is really, really good. At what point in his career was that song produced, Horsey?
That was back in his Bears days.
I know. I was just curious.
Very early Bears days.
Yeah, very early Bears days. He went 13-3 one year, Ron.
You've been on his bandwagon ever since Pompeiani suggested it, and you jumped on board.
What's Cooking is presented by your local Pittsburgh area Geico agent, Mr. Reuter. Mr. Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
How could I get Messrs. Reuter and Hester confused?
Your local
Ron?
Geico agent, Tim Hester. Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And Mr. Reuter.
Thank you, Mr. Reuter.
Call 412-REUTER.
Speaking of the Bears, they hired, reports are they're hiring a guy, I guess it's a big shot in the Chiefs organization. Omar Khan of the Steelers just interviewed for that job like yesterday or today. I guess Omar did not get it.
Interesting. I still think you could see, as Doug Whaley suggested, you should see a dual GM-ship here, Ron, between Brandon Hunt and Omar Khan. You could see that.
Hey, well, it's kind of like it is now.
Yeah.
With Colbert and Omar. Omar's the business guy. He's done a great job with the dollars and cents. And, you know, Brandon Hunt is more of a football personnel guy.
We have an unbelievable clip coming up, Ron. First, Sean McDermott went in front of the media today.
Oh, boy.
The Bills coach who screwed it up at the end. 13 seconds left, and he kicks the ball out of the end zone. Even our friend Todd Haley said he should have kicked it in the field of play. He said, I watched it on video. He's talking about the game. And I watched it over and over in my head a million times, in my stomach a million more. How do you watch the game in your stomach, Ron?
I think he's talking about
is there a little bit of
acid reflux there.
It's my livelihood. I want the best for our football team, so I'll continue to watch it in my mind and in my gut for years. But when we get to where we're trying to get to, I believe that'll make it that much more enjoyable in that moment.
That ain't an answer I don't think his fans want to hear.
Here's one they really don't want to hear. Talking about the last 13 seconds, okay, and the 49-yard field goal and the two plays and 44 yards. The coach declined to get into the specifics of the thought process or if that was the play he called either time. He pointed to execution. Ron.
They all point to execution.
People are owed an explanation. Fans are owed an explanation of his thinking process. That's a grave mistake by him. He's already shredded.
He's already out on the plank with not much to hold him from going overboard.
And he basically comes off as blaming it on the players then. Because that's really the bottom line. He says,
we didn't execute.
Right. It's about execution. It's disappointing because we pride ourselves on detail and we practice tirelessly. I mean nonstop, he says, those situations. He owes them an explanation.
Why
there.
He treated it like they didn't have timeouts.
People there
like
are talking.
They,
yes.
Like they needed a touchdown, not a field goal.
Right. Well, and first the kickoff.
Yeah.
First the kickoff. He said, because there's stories in Buffalo of a miscommunication potentially on the kickoff. And if kicker Tyler Bass was supposed to kick it shorter than he did to take time off the clock, McDermott declined to get into specifics, saying, I'm not going to get into the weeds on that. Get into the weeds on that. Tell people what happened. Right?
Unless he's trying to protect his player, and then the blame will go on him as it has been. Maybe Bass was supposed to kick it off short.
Then Bass needs to tell people what happened.
I get the coach maybe trying to protect his player. Because the coach could have, you know, we're just saying now he's blaming the execution on the players for the next two.
Right.
You know, maybe he could have, you know, he could have buried Bass by saying he was supposed to kick it off short and he didn't.
You know what? What's wrong with that?
They're not going to do
that. What's wrong with that? He's blaming players anyway.
Yeah, not individually, though.
Too bad.
Not individually.
Too bad.
But they don't do that, Joe. They don't. You can want
sometimes
them to do
they
it,
do.
But they don't. Not very often.
Walt Harris said Josh Cummings flinched on that field goal in Syracuse. You remember that? You and I were there.
I know, but I don't remember that.
Zeiss showed up just in time for overtime that day.
He has a history of coming in a little bit late.
All right, Ron. We have an unbelievable clip from the last segment. I have infected you and affected you in many ways. I believe it was Shelby Cassesi who's going to be doing the show with me tomorrow.
Said you broke me down.
You broke him, she said one day when she heard you singing. Not only do you sing like me, you now yawn like me. This happened at the end of the last segment. I don't know how clear it's going to be because your mic wasn't on. My mic accidentally was on.
Mine was not on.
Right. But here's how loud you yawn because it got picked
because
up.
Because that's what you do.
I know. I've affected you. Let's hear it, horse.
I'm Michael Jenkins helping you beat the books with BetQL. When you think of the Warriors, you think of the Splash Brothers. Well, you should think of unders.
You sounded like a deranged animal.
That was me. I own it.
Can we compare the two horse? Mine compared to his.
I own it, but that's because of you. I was imitating you.
Mine is more of a controlled sound. This sounded like.
No, you know what? Your yawns don't bother me nearly as much as though when you lean back in your chair and your shirt pulls up over that big, untanned, hairy, obscene belly. That irritates me more than the yawn itself.
Let's have a replay on that horse. Here we go. Is this me or him? I don't know.
With BetQL. When you think of the Warriors, you think of the Splash Brothers. Well, you should think of unders because...
Wow, Ron. Oh, it felt good, though, didn't it? It feels good to yawn like that.
It does. It does. Oh, my. It does.
Ron, I wish you a wonderful vacation with your daughter in sunny Florida. I hope you have a great time.
You'll be back, Joe. When? I'll be back with you on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to it. As I said, my daughter Taylor, still likes to spend time with me. How blessed am I to have that? We have a blast when we go to Disney. We're one of these people. We go to the park as soon as it opens. Okay, Magic Kingdom, we run for Space Mountain. Animal Kingdom, we run for Avatar. We run to get there and then go back and do it again before the crowds, and we love doing it. We love doing it.
That's awesome.
We went a couple years ago, and the last day, you know, she worked down there then. She got free passes, which was incredible, and we could park for free, and we did all four parks in one day. I walked 26,000 steps that day. And loved it was one of the best days I've ever spent with her. We did all our favorite stuff at each park.
They should give her the alumni plan and still let her park for free.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell her too, but I don't think it's going to work. But thank you for wishing me well. I'm looking forward to it, and I know you'll carry on just well, just fine driving whoever you're with crazy, and like you do to me.
Did you want to say any kind of formal goodbye over the air to Horse?
I've already thanked him for everything.
You think of the Splash Brothers. Well, you should think of it.
I've already thanked him for everything he has done for me over the years.
That's actually a great pre-vacation sort of primal scream, isn't it?
I still got a right, though, today. I'm not quite on the vacation yet.
This is Ron's emotion when he thinks I'm finally going to escape from this hellhole with Starkey for an entire 5 days.
You think of the Splash Brothers. Well, you should think of unders.
I'll see you, Ron.
All right, Joe. Hang in there, baby.
Flurries today, still maybe high at 20. That is unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.